paragraph Yud. V'alkein be'emes zocho Yaakov al yidei zeh lekabel gam habrocho shel ashirus miYitzchok. Now comes part two. Yaakov Avinu got two things. He got the bechira. Bechira means birthright. And he got the brocha. The same exact letters. Same exact letters. Bechira and brocha. As a result, when he acquired that birthright, immediately afterwards he went to Yitzchok Avinu and was able to get the bracha, the blessing for wealth, for success. Kiho boho talya kanal, because as we explained earlier, these two are dependent on each other. Rab Nosson Zal had quoted the famous statement, Im das koniso machosarto. If you have das, what are you lacking? If you have das, you have everything, meaning all the wealth is yours. Im das chosarto, if you have no das, ma koniso, what have you acquired? You have nothing. So das and ashirus go together. We mentioned, if you recall, this was a few shiurim back, in this same halacha, we mentioned the pasuk shotu ha'am v'loktu, that the people who went out to look for the mon, when Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to look for the mon, it says shotu ha'am v'loktu, they went out to gather the mon. The Zohar Kodesh says shotu b'shtusa, they did an act of foolishness, shtus, meaning anytime a person does something to harm his parnosa, you know, to show his lack of faith in Hashem, his lack of recognition of from Hashem, which means Hashem ain't going to give him what he needs, that's lack of das. That's a lack of das. And Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 56, I mentioned this also earlier, Lefi goydel hadas kein haparnosa benokil. According to how high a level of das, that's what determines how easily a person's parnosa flows to them. And that's why the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, what were they called? Doir Deya, the generation of Das. They had FedEx in those days. They had their parnosa sent to them by FedEx, special delivery. Those who were really good got it right to the doorstep. Those who were less good had to go travel a little, but they knew exactly where to go to get it, and it came exactly at the same time. And those who were Rishu and those who had no Das, they had a problem. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Yitzchok to'o be'esov, because Yitzchok Avinu was mistaken about Esov Harosha. Kama Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara tells us, V'alkein rotzo levorchoi koidem oisoi alidei achilo daiko. And this is why Yitzchok Avinu wanted to give over the blessing to Esav before Yitzchok would pass away. When would he give him the blessing? While he was eating. He told Esav, bring me food, bring me a delicious meal like I like, so that I can bless you. Ki savor shal yidei sheyachileu Esav, because Yitzchok Avinu thought that by Esav feeding him, v'kavonoso yiyeh lekabel hashoras hadas mi'anu koidem oisoi, and Esav's intention will be, why am I giving daddy this meal? Like the Sudas Havra, same thing. In order that through his achila, he will draw down a flow of he'oras harotzain, he'oras hadas, ki oz yuchel oroboy hadas b'shas achila daika, and my father Yitzchok Avinu will be able to shine into me this das when we're eating, specifically. V'alkein dikdek Yitzchok v'yomar, and this is why Yitzchok Avinu was very specific when he said to Esav, go hunt, go bring me food, v'avorechecho lifnei Hashem lifnei Moisi, so that I can bless you before Hashem, before I die. Why did Yitzchok Avinu make it very lifnei Moisi, that this bracha is before I die? Lifnei Moisi daiko. Yitzchok Avinu was very precise. Specifically, before I die. Ki kol ritzoinoi u'megamosoi hoyo lahashir daitoi achra v'achra moisi kanal. Because Yitzchok Avinu's whole goal, his whole intention was to leave behind his das in the world when he passes away. That when he leaves his das, what Rabbeinu Zal says over there, there's a pasuk, agura ba'oholcha oylamim. Dovid HaMelech says to Hashem, allow me to live in your tent in both worlds. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that when a person leaves this world and goes up to the next world, even if they go up to Gan Eden, that's not mission accomplished yet. That's not living in both worlds. Living in both worlds is that even after I pass away, I've been zoicha to leave behind some of my das in the world. I've been some of Hashem's das of Hashem, that there are people learning Torah, there are people doing mitzvahs through me, through me. And this is why Yitzhak Avinu wanted to bless Esav with wealth right before Yitzhak would pass away. When? In middle of a meal. Because during the meal is when there's that he'oras harotzoin, that he'oras hadas. Tell this to people who aren't Hasidim. Tell this to people who don't know that they don't know. They don't know that there's a lot of Torah that they haven't learned yet. There are certain people who their impression is that the Torah is only in the Beis Medrash. The Torah is only when you're sitting in front of a Sefer. And they don't know that the highest levels of Torah, a person, the highest light of Torah, a person receives b'shas achila. There's a story with Rabbeinu Zal on Shavuos. Shavuos is Zman Matan Toraseinu, the day that the Torah was given. And on the night of Shavuos, we daven in shul. We're a little later in shul because they don't start Marav until it's Vaday Laila, because you want to have 49 complete days. So you come home from shul and the clock is ticking. Tick-tock, tick-tock. In a couple hours, they're going to be davening Shacharis. Especially in Ukraine, where Rabbeinu Zal lived, where during the summertime, the night is very, very short. It gets dark at 9 p.m. or something like that. And by the time you finish eating, it could be 11, 11:30. And Nate's is 4:30 or something like that. So you don't have that many hours to learn to say the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. So Rabbeinu Zal did what I saw Rav Rosenfels want to do. When he came home from Shul Shavuos night, he had his Tikkun Leil Shavuos right near him, not on the table, because he was very careful not to put a sefer down where there's food. You don't want food getting into the sefer, and you don't want worms or other things that could be in the sefer getting into the food. So he kept it on a small table next to him, and then at any spare moment, if the food wasn't served, the next course wasn't being served yet, zip, 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 zip. He was racing, trying to cover some ground, because every minute counts. There's so much to say, and there's so much to do on the night of Shavuos. You want to read the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, and you want to say Shir HaShirim, and you want to say Tikkun Chatzos, and you want to go to the mikveh. There's a lot you have to get in before, and you want to daven Nates, and you don't want to rush the davening, so you want to start early enough so you can daven it. So by Rabbeinu Zal, every time that they weren't serving a chorus, he was reading. And each time he thought he finished. This was the final course. Then they brought out something else, so he had to eat again. And then he thought that's the last course. So he went back to reading. So at one point he made a joke. He said, they're debating with me. They're parrying with me here. I want to be like a regular Jew. A regular Jew eats so that he can learn. He eats to be able to have strength and energy to be able to learn Torah. They consider me a big tzaddik. So they feel that I'm learning in order to eat. I'm learning so that my eating will be nuclear, so that my eating will bring down this incredible Heoras Hadas and Heoras Harotzlim. So we see that a person learns, a tzaddik learns to be able to know how to eat, so that his eating will be karbonos, his eating will bring a greater light of Torah to him than his learning even. This is what Rabbeinu Zal points out over there. So now Rab Nosson Zal continues that, so this was Yitzhak Avinu's intention. Avol Rivka Yoda Rishosei Shel Esav. However, Rivka knew exactly who Esav was. Remember where she was raised. She had a brother Lavan and she had a daddy Besuel. She knew exactly what Rishoim looked like and what they act like and everything. And she had Esav's number. She knew exactly, even though Esav would go to Yitzhak Avinu and he would ask him big kashas, how do you miser salt? And other things like that, other deep, deep halachic questions to show, to make believe, as if he's also interested in das. But Rivka wasn't fooled by him at all. She'enoi chofetz bebracha. She knew that Esav isn't looking for bracha in the spiritual, Shehu Hadas HaKodosh. the real bracha is das, awareness of Hashem. Esav wasn't interested in that at all. Rak betayves gashmias boilam azelavad. Esav was only interested in materialistic desires of this physical world. Al kain miharo v'kores Yaakov. Therefore, she rushed and she called her son Yaakov Avinu v'zerzo isa, and she told him to go quickly. Sheyochin v'yovi macholam loviv kasher ohev, to bring food for his father Yitzchak Avinu, food that Yitzchak Avinu liked. Kedei lekabel mimenu hashora hagdoisha shel dati hakodesh lefnei moisoi beis achila daika, so that Yaakov Avinu would receive the heritage of Yitzchak Avinu, his das, before his passing away, because at the time that a person passes away, that's when the das leaves. So before Yitzchak leaves, to be able to receive the maximum das that he can from him, when? Be'esu achila, at the time of eating. Be'esu achila daiko, Rav Nosson says, v'kanal, as we said, because this was the entire intent of Rivka and Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wasn't looking for dollars or euros or yen. He wanted the bracha. He wanted the bracha of wealth. The bracha of wealth, the real bracha of wealth, is das. I'm reminded of something that I heard many years ago when I first met one of the first serious meetings that I had with Reb Michal Zichron Livracha. I believe this was when he came to America, and at that time he stayed in my home. It was Shavuos. It was a few days before Shavuos. And he told over a beautiful thing from the Ben Ish Chai. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to the second set of Luchos, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Psal lecho shnei luchoi savonim, carve out for yourself two tablets of stone." We know that the letters were carved out through and through. And the Gemara says, "Psal lecho, carve out for you, for yourself." What's the lecho? The Gemara says, "Hapsoiles yesh lecho." Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "The chips from what you carve out, that'll be yours. That belongs to you." And the Gemara says, "Mishom nisasher Moshe." That's how Moshe Rabbeinu got rich. Rabbeinu Zal tells us in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran in the beginning that in order for a person to be zeichet to his boinenus haTorah, to a real deep level of Torah, you need wealth. Just like the Mishnah says, "Im ein kemach ein Torah." No flour, no bread, no Torah, no parnasah, no Torah, chas v'shalom. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, if you want deep, deep, deep Torah, you need deep, deep, deep pockets to carry many, many euro, many, many yen. So therefore, we need this ashirus. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there, he mentions that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, Ravashi, the main players who were involved in transmitting the Torah to Klal Yisrael, had to have this wealth. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu get this wealth from? He got it from the psoilas of the luchos, from the chips of the luchos. So the Ben Ish Chai asks, question, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's wealth? That's what you're telling me Moshe Rabbeinu was a rich guy, he was rich in euro and yen, something doesn't fit here, can't be. And the Ben Ish Chai says, watch this. It says, where did he get rich from? From the chips of the luchos, from the psoilis of the luchos. We know that every letter in the Aleph Beis has the main part of the letter and the less important part of the letter. The letter Lamed, the most important part of the Lamed is the Lamed. But we don't pronounce it La, we call it Lamed, which means it's as if it were Lamed Mem Dalid, right? Every letter in the Aleph Beis has a milui. It has that extra piece to it, a filler in it. So he says that's this term psoilis. The psoilis means that extra part, the excess part of the letter. He says if you take the word luchos, lamed, ches, vov, tof, if I'm not mistaken, and you take the psoilis, you take from each one of those letters the additional piece, the gematria that it adds up to is the word da'as, das. That was the wealth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's wealth wasn't measured in dollars. What it refers to over there, the luchos were the das of Hashem. That was the Torah. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you get the chips. This das, this infinite, infinite light of Hashem, the chips alone was enough to make Moshe Rabbeinu a very rich guy. The chips of that das was trillions and trillions and trillions of units of das that Moshe Rabbeinu got. Meaning besides the physical translation, besides the translation on a physical level, that he did get this precious stone, but much more important than that, Moshe Rabbeinu's wealth was his das, the kedusha. So again, when Yaakov Avinu and Rivka wanted to get the blessing, the wealth from Yitzhak Avinu, what they were looking for was this das. Ubechazde Hashem, also biyodam. And with Hashem's great kindness, they succeeded. Rivka and Yaakov Avinu succeeded. V'kibeloz birchas v'ashirus. And Yaakov Avinu received the blessing of wealth. Kedei lizkois ha'yidei zeh leho'oras harotzoin shehu ha'oras hadas. This was a wealth that would help him succeed in getting the ha'oras harotzoin. He would have what to eat and what to drink in it. And his food and drink, his eating, would result in this ha'oras hadas and ha'oras harotzoin. And this is why, at the same time that Yitzhak Avinu blessed Yaakov with wealth and parnosa, nosan loy memsholo umalchus, he also blessed him with kingdom, authority. Kama shekosa shom, as the pasuk says there, ve'yiten lecho ha'elikim mital hashamayim, may Hashem give you from the heavenly dew, shu parnosa v'ashirus. But Yitzhak Avinu didn't leave it at that. He added, Yavducho Amim, all nations will serve you. Hainu Malucho Memshola, you will be the Malchus. You will have the Malchus. Because now Rav Nosson Zal attaches another piece from that chapter on Likutei Moran. We had touched this before, mamish like in one line. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to fill it in stronger. Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, Ki tzrichin Memshola u'malchus. Lihiyos ish chayil, kedei lekabel hu ashirus im horas harotzain, kemavur heite batoranal. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that in order for a Jew, when he's eating, to receive this heoras harotzain, and to receive this tremendous wealth, he needs to be powerful. He needs malchus, memshola. It's not an easy thing. Can't be a shlemazel. Rabbeinu Zal uses that word over there. Not a shlemazel. He has to be ish chayil, powerful, strong, in order to receive this wealth with the horas harotzim. And Rabbeinu Zal shows this over there from psukim, from gemaras, that this is one of the prerequisites. A person requires a bechin of malchus in order to receive that wealth and that rotzim, that das. Note, the next holiday coming up is going to be Purim. This week, Erev Shabbos is going to be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. And then Shabbos is going to be the second day of Rosh Chodesh, and we're headed towards Purim. On Purim, the story of Purim begins with Achashverosh making this great suda, this great meal, which was the opposite of what we're learning about here, right? There, it wasn't a meal with Das Hashem. It was a meal rejecting Hashem, showing that he's Hashem, Achashverosh is Hashem. And at this meal, he invites Vashti, again, to act in the most disrespectful manner to Hashem possible. And she refuses, and what happens? From that evolves a decree, Lihiyois kol ish sora beveisoi, that every man should be the boss in his house. Every man should be a king in his own home, in his castle. And that leads, that's the beginning of eventually all the wealth of Haman being turned over to Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai's, Haman's house and wealth and all ends up being returned. And again, there's a kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. There's a tremendous se'or of das. We'll see if Rav Nosson Zal mentions this here. I don't think so. He's going to go into Lag Boimer. He's going to go into Sfira Samer, but he doesn't go into Purim here. But there's obviously a perfectly clear connection That whole story of Purim is another example of what we're learning about here in this halacha, based on this chapter in the Likutei Moharan. V'zeh shomar Yitzchok beis shenichnas Yaakov im hamacholim. And this is why, when Yaakov Avinu entered the room where Yitzchok Avinu was, bringing him the food, what did Yitzchok Avinu say? Re'ei reyach b'ni, k'reyach sodeh asher berchoy Hashem. You smell like the field, the heavenly field which Hashem has blessed. Meaning, like Gan Eden. You smell like Gan Eden. You smell like Olam Haba. Bechina zeh bechina se'oras harotzoim kanal. This refers to that high level light called He'oras harotzoim. Shehu bechinas moh, which is also described as moh. What? That high level, bechinas moh chomis. More pishbeish. This is a statement in the Zohar Kodesh, where it says that the angels, when they try to look above them, they say, "What do you see? What do you feel?" Meaning, what? What? What means the term? What? What is that like? A person says that when they have no idea what something is, when it's way beyond them. Shehu soid reyach. This is the secret of smell, the sense of smell. That when we talk about Gan Eden, we speak about the Reach of Gan Eden. Reach is something intangible. It's Rotzain. It's something on a very... The Gemara says, which item is there that the soul benefits from and not the body? It's Reach. Koil ha-neshomo tahalel ko. The Gemara says, that's Boirim Ibsan. That's Birchas Reach. Ki les machshovo tfisa tamon klal. Because up there on that level... There's no machshava even. It's beyond machshava. It's infinite. Keman do'orach rechni. It's like somebody who smells something. Like you smell something. You don't see it. You can't touch it. You just smell it. That's like one of the most remote connections to something. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, brach the closing words in Shir Hashirim, brach doidi u'dmeilecho litzvi. Al horei besomim, on the mountains, the spiced mountains. Kimavur ma'at mizeh b'dvarein b'hilchas birchas harayach. Rav Nosson says, as we go into this, as Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this in Or HaChaim, where he speaks about the bracha that you make on besomim. So this is the bracha that Yitzchok Avinu made at that time. Yitzchok Avinu was about to pass away. He's got 1 foot out the door. He's got 1 foot in Gan Eden. It's a time of he'oras harotzoin, he'oras hadas. Yaakov Avinu walks into the room. What does Yitzchok Avinu smell? He smells Gan Eden. He smells that Yaakov Avinu is a perfect candidate for this He'oras Hadas. V'alkein tzo'ak Esav. And therefore, afterwards, after Yaakov Avinu got all the brachas, and Yaakov Avinu left, and Esav comes in, and Yitzchok Avinu is horrified, and he says, I don't know what to do. Your brother came in and tricked me. So Esav says, "Es b'chayrosi lokach." First he took my birthright, v'hine ato lokach birchosi, and now he took the bracha. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two are dependent on each other. Ki habrocha lokach al yedei habechayra. Once Yaakovinu had the bechayra, which is that das, that prepared him to be able to receive the bracha. Im das konisa, ma chosarto. If you have das, you have the ashirus. Mishom nesasher moishe. That's the ashirus digdusha. This is why when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they went out with tremendous wealth. And at Kriyas Yamsuf, they got much more wealth. Why? Because what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? Roaso shivchu alayam ashalayro yecheskun buzi. They had an unbelievable heoras hadas and heoras harotzoim, which also manifested itself in this great wealth. Halavai, we should be zeicher. Today, Klal Yisrael should be zeicher that the true tzaddikim, through their sforim and through their talmidim, should shine upon us this horas hadas b'shleimus, so that all of Klal Yisrael should have parnosa benokel, especially our friends, those that need parnosa, shem shekiv parnosa benokel, no debts, shouldn't be indebted to, only indebted to Hashem, nobody else. Not to owe any money to anybody, to have parnosa, to have homes, to have everything we need. It's a shame.